years ago, I went to Portsmouth to a meeting there, a Christian meeting, and it was run by Joan and Michael Limorvan, who also took groups to Israel, and I went with them. And while I was there, she took me to Jerusalem to meet Sister Ruth Heflin, a Pentecostal sister who had a prophetic and singing ministry. And she sang a beautiful song about heaven, and the presence of the Lord was beautiful. But she's also written a book called Glory. And the Lord sent her to the nations, to the churches there, to teach them how they could enter into God's glory. She told them simply that they were to praise until they entered into worship, and then worship until they entered into his glory. When she had the meetings there, the glory would first fall all around her head, and then people said they could see a cloud next to her with the figure of a man in it. And the glory would increase, and it would go all through the room and fall on the people there, and people would be healed, and miracles would happen. And I feel the Lord's told me to share this morning, because as a church, we've entered into wonderful praise and beautiful words, longing to enter into God's glory. And that is what God wants for us now. He wants to go deeper with him, and he wants us to experience his glory. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Oh, it's not on. Hello? Can everyone hear me? Yeah. I'm not the sort of person who gets up and talks very often, as you know. But when I was just singing this song, just wanted to declare that there is evidence there, and the words evidence and surround us, and his love surrounds us, just like really got me. And I just wanted to share what's happened over the last few months, really. Some of you know this, some of you have been praying lots for my Ethan. He's been on such a journey, and the evidence is always there that God's on his case. In fact, he's out now helping with the children, and a lot of you don't even know who he is. And he comes in every week, well, most weeks, 3 out of 4, and he helps set up all the children's stuff. And it was his idea. He saw that need, and he said, oh, I just want to do that. So, yeah, he's got a really kind heart, and he always talks to loads of battles with his health, his education. He's been through quite a journey, really. But in October, we were told by authorities that he could not stay at his therapeutic farm once he turned 16. And we just declared to God, that's not happening. That is not happening. So we've been praying and praying and praying. And this week, we were told that we had to go back to Chichester College, and we had to meet a lady called Lucy. And I was really nervous about it. Ethan was very nervous, and he didn't want to go there. But the good news is that after many, many letters, emails, and battles for him to stay at the therapeutic farm, County eventually agreed that he could, but with a sort of dangly carrot that he had to attend Chai College for a few hours. So Ethan, being Ethan, said, well, I can just about manage this if I go on a Monday morning for 2 hours. And he put down all his sort of rules of what he had, and it was very little. I'm only going in for 2 hours, and it has to be on a Monday morning, get it out of the way. And I thought, they're never going to agree with this, they're never going to agree with it. And I thought, they'll want him in 2 or 3 days a week. So I went sort of feeling, it was a beautiful day on Thursday, the sun was out, the college was very calm, everything seemed to be going well, and I'd prayed loads beforehand. And we met Lucy, and I felt comfortable with her, so I left Ethan with her for 20 minutes. When she came back, this is how God is in everything. She said to me the first thing, I know Auntie Catherine, and I've been chatting to Ethan about the Leanies. And I went, what? And she grew up in this church, and her parents were Olive and Peter Franklin. And she was Lucy Franklin, and she had such a kind, wonderful spirit. And that's the evidence that God is in control and he's in everything that happens. So I just want to declare his amazing works of how he organises everything. Thank you.
I just feel the Holy Spirit is so heavy on the meeting right now. And I just want us to receive the Holy Spirit, to open our hearts up, to receive what he wants to do for us right now. So there's such an anointing here. In a minute, if the band are happy with that, I'm going to ask them to play this song again. Okay, because it's just brought, and it does bring such an anointing. So let's just wait for a few minutes and see what God wants to do. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive his love. Just receive his love right now. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is for you, he's not against you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just come, Holy Spirit. Come on, those who need a touch right now. Come on, those who are sick right now. Come, Holy Spirit. We seek the glory of God this morning. Seek the glory of God. We seek the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Your glory's in this place. Your glory's in this place, oh God. Your glory's in this place. Your glory's in this place. Manifest your glory, oh God. Manifest your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Worship him. Worship him. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Yes. Just earlier in the meeting, I just had the words that the Lord wanted to bring heaven down. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bring heaven down, God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let's sing this song again, if we can, Toby. Yeah. Says the Lord, I have created and am creating an oasis in this place. I am pouring out waters in the desert in this place. I want you, my people, to get to know my Holy Spirit calling you or to give you, drawing you, is calling you, speaking to you, drawing you, wooing you, resting on you. Get to know my Holy Spirit, for I want to draw you into my glory. I say in my word that my glory I will not share with another. But I also say in my word, the glory that the Father has given me, I give you. Why is that? Because you are not another, says your God. You are not another. You are my children. You are my seed. You are of me. Therefore, you are not another. So I share my glory with you, says your God. I share my glory with you. My children, I want you to long for my glory. I want you to seek my glory, but I also want you to know when my glory is present, when my glory is moving, says your God, for I am in the midst and I am doing a work in your midst, says your God.
I had a picture just now, and it's like a picture of what John just described. First of all, I saw a wooden step, and I thought, God's taking me up a step today, and I don't think it's just for me. It's like he's lifting you up to the next step, higher. And then I saw the mountain, like the path going up the mountain ahead, and I thought, whoa, it looks a bit hardcore. Why is everything so hard, Lord? And then I saw there were lights placed along both sides all the way up. Oh, it's lit. That's good. That's good. That's better then. And then I saw a man with a staff holding it out to me. Have this staff to help you up the slope. But I still felt it was a little bit hardcore. And then I saw, if I looked to the side, there was a path, a very narrow path, something that attracted my attention to it. And it, when John said oasis, that's what it is. It's a lovely path, green grass, beautifully mown by a gardener. And it takes you to this little pasture, this little alcove with waterfalls coming down and a seat, and it's completely private. And Jesus is there, and he's got all the refreshment that I need and that you need. And he says, you don't have to just keep ploughing on up the slope, even though it's lit, even though you've got a staff, because I've got oasis for you. And every time I retract your attention, and you can just go and sit amongst the waterfalls and forget all the difficulties and all the striving in my presence.
I had a vivid picture of us lot in this room. And we were walking in the river that's described in the Bible as flowing from the throne of God. I think it's in Ezekiel, it's also in Revelation. And we're all in there. We've walked in this river, and the Bible describes it as getting deeper and deeper. And by this time, we're swimming and loving it. Because this is the life flow of God that's flowing from his throne. It is his glory. And we've realized what is described in the Bible as there are some amazing trees on either side of the river. And any of us who are gardeners will know how hard it is to get a tree to have any fruit. But these ones, they have fruit every month. It's almost like there's always fruit on the trees. And we spotted those trees, and we, one by one, were going to the side and picking the fruit. And we were eating it and being totally amazed. We've never had fruit like this before. And I believe that part of the picture is that we were realizing that the trees down the side of the river of the life flow from God are in fact the tree of life. This is the tree that in the original picture of the garden we were told not to go near. But now we come from the throne of God, the throne of the Lamb of God. We have his life. John was saying, we are not another. We are, if I say we are him, it's almost a word too far. But if we're not stretching our imagination to realize that he is in us and we are in him, we will shy away from his fullness. We sang the song before that, that had words, if I remember it rightly, it says, I am who you say I am. I'm one of those who forgets who he said I am. And so I'm stuck in this river, bowling along. I haven't got a clue what's happening. I can't even see the trees because I think I'm in deep water. I've forgotten how to enjoy the life flow that comes from his throne. Never mind see the trees and eat the fruit and be refreshed. I would encourage us, if there's any part of this picture that touches your heart, to discover again who he says you are, so that you can eat and drink the fullness of his life. This is not imaginary. What we've had described so many times in what we call testimonies, stuff that God has done, is not imaginary. You can't say to Louise that what she described a few minutes ago was just coincidence. Well, you can if you like. But if you do, you will become one who forgets who God says you are. When he says, you are my precious child. Not only that, I am going to work and live with you and in you so that you can be the best version of you that is ever going to be possible. And you will be like that forever. It's his life. It's his life. And it's for everybody. It isn't just for us in this room. It's for everybody. And the more that we are able to identify and believe and recognize and remember who he says we are, the more we live in the flow of the river, the more we see the trees clearly, and the more courage we have to go and pick some fruit. Lord, will you help us? We prayed and we pray again, let your glory come, that you said that we will know your presence and we will shine because our light has come. Will you be our light today? Will you let there be an increase of you in us so that your glory is shown, so that we show it to each other and we see it in each other. We see the change that you've done in our lives. You become our God again, more than you have ever been, as we lift our eyes to the life flow that you've given to us and eat the fruit that you've given us to eat. In Jesus' name.
Just to simply say, I believe there are some people here that are being touched by God, and you may need a bit of prayer to either help that touch or augment that touch or whatever. If you do need prayer, do come out, maybe over there for some prayer. So I'll hand back to you, Martin.
I just feel it'd be good, actually, just to have a time. I was going to say quiet, but quiet from the front. And just be still for the Lord. And but if we need to laugh, or we need to cry, or we need to call out, or we just need to shout hallelujah or whatever, let's feel free to do that. But let's just wait as the Spirit of glory just wants to come on the meeting and touch us. Hallelujah. And I was thinking earlier, I will shut up in a moment, but in my experience, you know, when we enter into God's presence, it's just love. It's just love. And if you feel you're holding back, the problem, or you can't get there, actually, it's, the answer is to stop trying to not get in. Just let go. Just let go. Say whatever, Lord. Just come. Just come, Lord. Lord, we're overawed that you want to presence yourself with us. Lord, we're overawed by your promise, Lord, your declaration that you want to create an oasis here of living waters. Lord, we thank you. We just want to say, Lord, that we want you to do what you want to do here in this church, in this place, Father, in Bognor. With us, Lord, do what you want to do. May we indeed be cisterns, as it were, ready to receive the living water, for the river to flow from our bellies, for us to be dwelling within the river, that river of life. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord God. We're going to have another song in a minute, but before we do, I just wanted, you know, just picking up on what John just shared about if there's people with particular needs or healings or whatever. I just want to pray, and if you want to just put your hand where you need healing, or, you know, if it's thoughts and problems, just put your hand on your head, or issues, whatever it might be, Lord, then, you know, let's just do that just while the Lord is here. Thank you, Lord. Father God, Father, we just thank you that you are mighty and magnificent. We thank you that it has always been your heart's desire to have a people. It's always been your heart's desire to share your love with people. And Lord, we just thank you this morning that we've just touched a bit of it. And we just want to pray. Thank you, Lord, that you're here by your Spirit. And Lord, we bring to you our frailties and our needs at this time. And we ask, Lord, that by your Spirit you would touch each one. Lord, that there would be your anointing, that's your presence, resting upon each need, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, whatever it might be, Lord, or material, Lord, we commit it to you. I ask for your moving, Lord, the demonstration of your glory and your provision in our lives and in this place, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Actually, Hazel, did you want to just share before we sing? Did you want to just... It's gone. Okay, we'll pass. Let's just do take prayer if you want more prayer. We will just have one last song if that's okay. And yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, guys. Thank you. It's been great, isn't it? Just lovely to have a meeting where we can just focus on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful. I just wanted to just share a thought before we finish that I heard on the radio yesterday on Premiere. It was just saying about couples, that so often couples, because life's so busy, that couples arrange date nights. perhaps once a month, where it's important, it's really important. And just to spend time focusing on that other person, listening to what they have to say, what's really going on. And what he was then saying was, what about having a date night with the Lord? You know, a time when you just spend time listening to what he's thinking, or us listening to what he's thinking and saying. I thought that was just, I'm sure we all do that in different ways, but just to spend a whole evening. I just thought I'd encourage us in that. Hallelujah. Anyway, we do have to finish. There is tea and coffee. There is lunch club later. Thank you for everybody that's helped today, been involved today. Thank you all for being here. And thank you to those who are also going to be working at lunch club as well. And just to say, the chairs stay out as well. So bless you all. Oh, I've been turned off. Get prayer if you want it.